USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person of interest in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
The latest numbers from police, 5 people were killed, more than 40 others injured, including over a dozen children. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. University of Florida giving coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak. Let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost 4 of their last 5 games. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.